Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.
So what is the story you're talking about here?
The one that went to, you talk about the chick that went in for surgery, came out with an English accent?
Yeah, Monica, listen to this one, considering you had a coma in your life in the past. See what you understand about this story.
I'm going to find it real quick. Sorry about that. Arizona woman suffers headache, wakes up with a British accent. I don't even know.
Oh, that's like a disease, though, isn't it? Like, that's an actual technical disease.
Well, that's a pretty fantastic disease if you end up with, like, an accent you didn't have. I mean, it's kind of cool in a way, isn't it?
Isn't that what you guys were wishing on me when I had my spine surgery?
Of course we were.
Yeah,
it was. That would have been the coolest thing ever.
You have no idea, bro.
You guys See? Are jerks.
You guys are dicks.
Yeah.
You didn't really think about
those
jerks,
were our dreams right there when you had that surgery. We're hoping,
this thing.
We were only hoping to come back that way. It was great. But it's so, I find it hard to believe the brain, well, I don't mean how many accents and languages do we have in our head? I don't even know.
I don't have an accent. I just have worms in my eye.
There she is. Same chick.
Wow. I just have worms in my eye? Brett, that's really messed up.
Yep, just worms.
An Arizona woman has woken up with different accents 3 times in the past 7 years, said doctors.
Oh, wow.
Trace the unusual condition to a rare disease. Michelle Myers, a former beauty queen and mother of 7 from Buckeye in Arizona, said she has never even left the United States, but she woke up from a headache-induced nap about 7 years ago to find she was speaking with an Irish accent.
Is that your laptop?
Yeah,
it is.
Hold on. Dude, I'm having a tough day. Stop it.
The struggle is real.
Stop it.
There it is.
Damn it. Bad day. Really is just
it's not that bad.
It is for me. She never left the United States. 7 years ago, she took a nap and she woke up with an Irish accent. Maya said the accent lasted about a week, but about 3 years later, the same thing happened again and she woke with an Australian accent, which lasted about a week. Maya said she suffered a headache so severe in 2015 that her right eye went temporarily blind and she couldn't move the left side of her body. She was taken to an emergency room where she woke up with a British accent that has been with her ever since.
Oh, my God.
So first time 7 years ago, she had an Irish accent.
Right.
3 years later, she went, had a headache, woke up, had an Australian accent. 2015, had another headache, went to the hospital, woke up with a British accent that she's had ever since.
Cheerio.
I can't believe you were able to get her on the phone, Brett. That's a miracle. You really are a good producer.
Thank you very much.
Mm.
God, I wish we could interview her.
Maybe think of some questions. Just give someone a little time to answer.
Hey, Michelle, do you like the D?
Is that her name, Michelle?
Michelle, yeah.
Michelle from Arizona?
Michelle Myers.
I love the D.
You do?
Oh, look at that.
Yeah. How do you feel about a little backdoor action?
Oh, that's not nice to ask. I mean, I don't know if you should, that's kind of personal. I don't know if you should ask that of her. I mean, we just met her and all. It may
Rude.
Not well.
Well,
keep the back door closed.
It's exit only. That's a boring date.
Yeah, she said exit only.
Right. How long, how many dates does it take to get you out of your clothes?
Oh, boy. She just came out of a coma. She probably hasn't had a date in a while.
3 years ago, dude.
Well, I
probably
know,
15.
It takes a while to socialize and 20? Get back into the swing.
Probably needs a couple of drinks or something.
Right.
354 dates.
354 dates just to get laid?
Well, yeah.
That's so much.
Yeah. You and your backward-ass English accent got to get to stepping.
Why would it be so long? I mean, I don't even understand.
Right, I'd give up after a week.
You would give up?
Yeah, I'd probably give up, yeah.
Even with that awesome English accent, you would give up on her?
It's a lot of work.
Yeah, it is a lot of work, man.
I'm not a whore, JR.
What? What'd you say?
JR.
I'm not a whore, JR.
Oh, you're not a whore.
Oh, I'm sorry. I know you're not.
Do you respect her, JR?
I respect her kindly, yeah.
Oh, that's
I'll
nice.
Open doors for her and everything, yeah. If I have to, you know. And Valentine's Day is coming up, too.
Michelle, do you get down with women at all?
Well, hold on. I think she... I think she wants to reply to JR. She's,
oh. I'll shut a door on JR.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Yeah. I don't want to date you anyway.
She said open doors. Now it's late.
Okay.
Just moving on to the next questions.
You guys are frustrating her. You know, you can't overwhelm her with all these personal questions.
Michelle, are you frustrated? I don't know if she gets frustrated. I mean, she's probably very happy to be talking to us in her newly acquired British accent.
It's not newly acquired. She's had it for 3 years, bro.
Well, it's not that long. Considering it could be a lifetime. Are you frustrated?
I and Roger, you guys are dicks.
What did you say?
I am Roger. You guys are dicks.
I am Roger?
So you frustrated Michelle. I am Roger. You guys are dicks.
Oh, I see. I see. Got it. Yeah, see, she has the accent, but she's doesn't know how to like make the sentence make sense a lot.
No.
But as comes, I mean, what else can you expect? She just woke up with this thing 3 years ago.
All right.
Does she have any final thoughts, Michelle?
Eat a D.
Oh, I understand.
That's not very nice.
Well, listen, you guys are grilling her.
Snarky little chick, aren't you?
Does it stand for? Does it stand for Detroit?
Yes, JR.
Okay. All right.
Well,
that happened to that chick.
Very nice. Well, there she is, the woman who
Michelle,
woke up with the British
accent. I just want to tell Michelle.
Detroit City rocks.
What did you say?
Detroit City rocks.
Detroit City rocks.
Yeah.
I just want to tell you, I was in a coma at one point in my life, and I understand that it can be a bit confusing coming out of it. So if you ever need someone to talk to, I'm your girl.
Oh, very nice.
Sucks for you, Monica.
Wow.
Right, making friends.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, if you ever need any advice, Monica is right there for you. I mean, that's a nice one.
You are so old.
What did I do to you?
Wow, she made a nice offer. You've been so mean to her.
Excuse me.
Say something about my height, too. Just throw that right in there. I'm okay with it.
My goodness, Michelle. You think you just met Monica, you'd be just kinder to her.
Trying to help out, Michelle.
You short little Mexican.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Michelle, for coming on the show. It's so nice to be able to talk to someone with your unique life experience. Well, Roger and JP. Yes, Michelle, you have one
more
thing.
You're a welcome, suck it.
Okay. Oh, thank you, Michelle. Uh, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. After 1:30, the top 10 list, Drew Garofalo.
This is the worst show on radio.
Right now it is. Right now I can't even argue with you.
What's wrong with you? You don't like Michelle? Everybody likes Michelle. She's great.
Okay.
She's very entertaining.
Don't be a dick, JP.
Whatever.
That's my favorite one.
Shut up, Monica. You too, JR.
I'm Roger and JP on the Bone, Real Raw Radio.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.